good afternoon.
Questions? Are you having?
Questions, yeah. Let's get right to it.
Okay, so you've evaluated the first month of the season. You say coaches like to do it in four game sets here. What have you seen? What have you loved?
The big thing that we've been stressing is improvement, you know. And as I said, it's imperative, when you're not on the winning side of games. I mean, that's your only option. When you stress improvement as you're winning, you start to see results, and that's what we're seeing. You saw it yesterday in our special teams performance. You know, of all three phases in the last 3-4 weeks, probably our weakest phase has been special teams. Well, yesterday they stepped up and played as good as they played all year. So, you know, we've been working on some things, and we're getting some results. And that's the case with offense and the defense. You know, each week you get your face a different opponent with different strengths and weaknesses, and you have to keep getting better. Now, you know, defensively, statistically, yeah, the turnovers and the sacks and the three and the stops, especially in the second half, all well and good. First half wasn't as good as we can play. We had too many mistakes. So, it's always better to make those corrections after a win, and that's what we've been doing. But overall, after the first month, you know, we're running the football, which we expected to be able to do. We're doing a decent job of stopping the run. We've given up some big plays, which is of a concern, but not because of lack of effort. It's just happened, and we've played some very talented backs. And, you know, our turnover margin is where it should be. We're protecting the ball offensively. We're getting it back on defense, and we're getting the ball in the end zone. You know, a lot of attention goes to CJ because of the big plays. Well, Lindell's, I think he's leading the NFL or tied for lead in touchdowns right now with 5, and he's got 1 in 4 straight games. So, you know, we're doing some good things. We just have to, you know, each week carry a respect level for your opponent and trying to figure out find a way to win it.
What has to happen to get Algie more involved in the passing game?
You know, he's involved. It's just kind of the way things go sometimes. You know, the read goes here, the receiver's open. A lot of what we're facing offensively is a three-deep contour on defense because of our ability to run. So, you know, the first read ends up going outside to the wide receivers, and Kerry's making quicker decisions and getting rid of it. But he'll come. It comes. His numbers will come. And he's a very unselfish player. He's blocking very well. He's a big part of our offense.
Do you think Vandermoss's pick was questionable after seeing them take
yourself? You know, when it relates to player safety, they are instructed to err on the side of caution. And there's going to be plays like that that we'll disagree with. And I think it was a legal hit. It was not an illegal hit. It was in the waist area, right in the belt. And Pete's perspective was behind the quarterback. He couldn't see. He couldn't see where the contact was made. He just thought he saw something. And he called it. And I'll live with that because fortunately for us, it did not have a huge effect on the game. It did. It, you know, there's a big difference between 4th and goal and 6 and 1st and goal and 2. But we were able to overcome it. And as it relates in general to those types of plays on the field, you know, the officials are instructed to protect the players, specifically the quarterback.
Are you guys benefiting from some of the defensive depth? It seems like every week there's a starter making pretty good plays.
Well, we're rotating guys, and, you know, when someone goes down for a series or has an issue, we'll put somebody else in. And we got Jacob Ford came back yesterday off the injury and played 22 plays and was effective for us. And, last week, William Hayes played 15 plays for us, and he was effective at times. So we have the luxury of rotating people. It's hard when you're deactivating 7 basically healthy players, you know, guys that could play. But that's a good problem to have right now.
Along those lines with Jacob, it seemed like a lot of passing situations. You had 3 defensive ends on the field, one of them lining up at tackle a lot.
There were times when we've done that, yeah. Just try to get your best rushers out there. And, you know, we went in with 3 tackles yesterday and 4 ends, and just because we had need in other positions. And so you're rotating the tackles, and at times in obvious passing situations, our ends can go inside and still be effective.
As physical on the lines as advertised, and if so, what does it say about you guys that you won?
Yeah, there's no doubt up front that they're very, very talented. You won't see a better guard than Hutchinson. I mean, he is very, very talented. Burke, the center, is equally as talented. And then their defense, their front seven is very, very tough and aggressive, and they penetrate. And yeah, it was a very physical game in up front, inside.
What's it say about you that you won both those battles?
Well, had we not gotten the turnovers or had some things not happened, it would have been, the outcome could have been different. But, I mean, we didn't back down. We never backed down. We just went in there, and we knew we had to bring up, that physical aspect once again to our play. And, I thought we handled things well. I'm glad that we don't have to play the running back twice a year. He is a very, very, very good running back.
I totally knew.
Steven was good. They put us in nickel situations a lot, so he didn't have the numbers, but he was in a good position most of the time, made some plays, and no different than some of his teammates. He had a couple instances where his angles weren't good, only because we, for whatever reason, just didn't anticipate the speed at the running back position.
Hey, your middle linebacker.
Yeah, we're going to visit this week, make a decision. As I said, the decision was made because I felt it was the best interest as far as the opponent's concerned. So I'll discuss it with the staff and both linebackers this week.
Is there potential you go back?
There's potential anything can happen. Yeah, there's potential I can play them both, but we'll discuss it.
Baltimore is no longer in the division. Billick's no longer there. But how much of a rivalry still exists between these two teams?
There's not a lot of players left on either team that were involved in this when the games were really gone in 99, 2000. There's just a few players left. They've got our players that were on our side now. So this is just our next opponent.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't have an extra significance to you and maybe some guys that were around during
this? Every game has significance, and this is significant because it's our next one. It's a tough place to play. As we speak right now, they're undefeated, and we're looking forward to watching the game tonight.
Was there anything out of Craig Stevens' control when he was crossing the back of the end zone and he just loses?
Yeah, it's a tough catch, but I think with experience he can keep his feet in, flatten out. And he was, a little disappointed. I think a little surprised, but where he was. But it was a good, great call. They affected, the play defensively, took away our first read, and Kerry bought time, put the ball where he needed to, and I'd like to see Craig get his feet in.
Fourth down, questionable spot. Did you get a chance to look at that again today? Is there anything you can tell him?
No? It was the first down, and then we got a touchdown right after, so, yeah. it's hard. Those kind of things are hard to overturn on the field. They just are. And, fourth and two against that defense, as some may say, gosh, you need to take the points. But that, to me, the way I looked at that, that was a bonus drive for us. We got great turnover in field position, and I was going to try to put the game away.
Were you surprised that it didn't get overturned or knowing that it's hard to overturn?
No, those are hard to reverse, those spot, especially progress as it relate to first downs.
But as you replay early in the game, I guess we're a lot snapped the ball. It was just low or he wasn't expecting, or maybe a combination of
Which play are you talking about?
There's a play when Kier was in shotgun and Watt snapped. It looked like Kier, was he not aware?
No, what happened was Kerry was changing the protection, and his eyes were downfield. It was loud, and Kevin thought he was starting the cadence, and Kerry was changing protection with his eyes downfield. He didn't see the ball. We were very fortunate that we got off the field without giving points there.
When you look at the first quarter of the season, is there a player who surprised you or maybe a guy that we haven't been talking about who really delivered for this team?
No, because this is not about a player. It's about the team, and they're all in it together. The offense pulls for the defense and vice versa, and all the starting units pulling for special teams, and they understand the challenges they face every week, and they come to work, and they've been focused, and we've got to continue that.
I've heard the team referred to as the best team nobody's talking about. How do you feel about that? Do you like being under the radar, or do you think some of these guys need the national recognition?
We're just trying to win another game, It's they don't talk about you, fine. If they start talking about you, then you got to keep things in perspective. But these guys, those things are important to them. What they like winning games. And so far, we finished the first quarter, the way we'd hoped to, the way we expected to, and now we're moving forward.
I suspect you think we overanalyze it. Are people reading too much into where Vince is and where Vince isn't, and shouldn't a guy about to become a backup quarterback be involved in what's going on?
Let's just say I'm happy with where he is, okay? Yeah, you do overanalyze at times. He's sitting on a 6x6x3 red chest with white tape and letters that say this, and he sat on the front edge for the first play, and he moved back a little bit. Come on, please. He got the play. He knew what was going on. He's in the game. He's rooting for his teammates. And, you know, he had a good week of practice. I mean, of rehab last week, he threw today. We're hoping to get him involved in practice this week and see where it goes. But I'm pleased with where he is mentally, emotionally, and physically because he's making strides.
Jeff, you mentioned how this team seems to be focused and coming to work and focusing on winning games. How much of that maybe is a result of the people you brought in over the last couple of years, veterans, guys drafted from winning programs, that kind of combination?
Well, it started during that 0-5 stretch. You know, they stayed focused. They knew they were doing the best they could. They knew they could try to do a little bit better, and the wins would come. And that's when this team came together. I said that numerous times. And it came together, and as we've added some new players to it, they've kind of fallen right in. Younger players know how to practice, and they understand how important practice is, and the staff does a great job. I mean, all three coordinators are in complete control of their staffs, and the game plans have been good, and you know, we've been able to execute it fairly well, and you know, we've been prepared for the unexpected, and I think that's, you know, that gives you a chance to win.
When Vince does return to practice, what do you need to see from him to take him from the 3 to 2?
Well, it'll be his ability to move around, you know, the physical things. I mean, if I list him as a 2 and Kerry were to come down for a series, he has to go and play, so he's going to need to be able to run around and make throws and those kind of things.
You probably be careful with him right off the bat. I mean, you think there's a scenario where he practiced this week, could be the 2 as soon as Sunday, or you think he probably won't?
There's a possibility there, but again, I'm going to wait till, you know, Wednesday or Thursday to make that decision, and then you might not know till Sunday whether he's a 2 or a 3.
Your MO, when this team's been good, has often been about winning close games. You're winning by an average, I think, of 14 now. What's that like, and how nice to be in that position?
You know, my blood pressure at the end of the game doesn't. There's no indication that we're winning by an average of 14. Okay, we're winning, and you know, we're finding ways to put it away at the end. But you know, we're keeping games close, and you know, that's find a way to win it. Period. You know, we haven't necessarily had to come from behind yet. Hopefully we don't. We've been through that experience before, and if it comes up, we'll have to find a way. But, you know, these guys, they just play. They understand. They have an understanding that this is the National Football League, and guess what? Your opponent can make plays, and they can do things. And so you can't let up, but you can't get caught up in the ebbs and flows of the game either. You just have to play. You know, it's that old cliche, well, don't watch the scoreboard, just play, and we'll tell you what happened at the end.
How much of what you're doing right now is tweaking things versus fixing?
Can you be more specific?
I'm sorry?
Can you be more specific?
How much of what you're doing is little things separating you from going from a really good team to maybe a great team?
Well, it's still early in the season, and, you know, we're just stressing improvement. And we can look at a series and there's a wrong gap fit or there's a coverage mistake or there's a technique error, and so we're just trying to improve upon that and win the next game. It's really pretty simple.
Do you find different ways to motivate guys? Or
I don't think they need to be motivated. They're pros. They practice all week and they respect their opponent and they go out and they do the best they can. It's not a situation where you have to do different things and pep talks and team meetings. And we're professionals about what we do. And so far, it's working.
You talked about special teams a little while ago. Is yesterday maybe more indicative of what Chris Carr is capable of?
Yeah, you know, Chris makes really good decisions with the ball, and you know, he's got good vision. He's going to get what he can. He's smart about not taking a big hit and getting separated from the ball because he's not a big runner in stature. But yesterday was a huge play for us. I mean, that return across midfield was it killed momentum and gave us a chance basically to win the game.
I know you said it's just another game. Sonny, do you think this game has an extra significance to guys like Bullock and some of the ones that are still around from 2000, maybe in the playoff game in 2000?
Oh, of course it does. It's a hard place to play, and they have memories of good times and bad and tough times back there. And they'll share their feelings, I'm sure.
Anything change with the change of coach, or can we still expect probably a weird looking score, as has been the tendency there?
Like 12-10?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought yesterday was going to be 15-12, so who knows?
Anything different about Ray Lewis now than when you faced him
before? I haven't really studied him yet. But I mean, he's their starting middle linebacker, and he's their emotional leader and their team captain. And I'm sure he's getting the job done. We'll watch him tonight.
Tougher of a man when you start preparing for him when they have a game on a Monday night.
Yeah, we prefer to have the game in already and broken down and start to cut ups, but we don't. So, you know, we're basing the plan, unfortunately, just on two games plus what they did last year. You got one side of the ball that knows what to expect. They can expect anything. That's our offense out of their defense. That has not changed. We only have, you know, a few games of their new coach's new offense.
Thanks, Coach.